It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And we welcome you back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena as it's the final day of the high school basketball season. And it all comes down to this for girls Class 3A. Top seed and number one ranked, undefeated Silver Lake. It's been an absolutely incredible and dominant ride through the 23-24 season. And now they have one more chance to get one more win, which will claim the biggest prize in high school basketball, a state championship. Brandon Tamman, Seth Tollefson, our duo here today. Brandon here, Seth back in our studios. Today's opponent, the Heston Swathers, the number three seed in this tournament at 22-3. The Eagles and the Swathers will duke it out here. One final game and the final time slot of the high school basketball season for the biggest prize of them all. Our pregame coverage continues after a timeout. It's brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. We'll break down the bracket, let you know how both these teams got here, both in great fashion. Should be a lot of fun here. State title game is coming your way and right around the corner. We're back after a timeout here on KNCA.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Minutes away from the girls' Class 3A state championship game between Silver Lake and Heston. Thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. One final time, the high school basketball season. Brandon Tadman here courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Tollefson been working hard the last few days and working hard for us once again here tonight as he is helping us bring you this coverage on KNZA. Well, for Silver Lake, the run at 25-0, looking to go perfect and would certainly go down as one of the more dominant runs for any team at any classification in state history. Their run started on Thursday, beating the 8-seed Haven Wildcats, dominant fashion, 75-38, shot nearly 50% from the floor, hit 8 threes, 50% at the line, really dominated, and specifically in the paint, 46-24, they outscored the Wildcats in that win on Thursday. Silver Lake would then see the 5-seed, the Hayden Wildcats, out of Topeka yesterday in the semifinal. It was a tight game in the first half, multiple lead changes back and forth. Silver Lake was down 3-1, led by 2 at the break, but they would put it together in the second half with a 35-22 advantage and shot nearly 49% from the floor. They hit 5 threes, very good from the line, getting to this game 13-17 as, again, they beat Haven on Thursday and Hayden in their semifinal yesterday. Well, for the number three team in this bracket, the Heston Swathers out of the Central Kansas League, they are 22-3. They beat the 6 seed Cheney on Thursday, dominant fashion, 65-43. And then they knocked out the two-time defending champs in Goodland last night in their semifinal. That game was close going into the fourth quarter, but clutch shots and big free throws down the stretch helping Heston get that victory. They were 9-12 from the line in the fourth quarter. That was a low-scoring game at the half. It was just 16-12. And overall in the second half, they were very good and efficient from the floor, hitting 7-12 shots. And as I mentioned, they were 9-12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, going on to defeat Goodland and getting the Cowgirls out of a chance at a three-peat. Again, that final was 40-31. Big stat in that game for Heston. They forced 21 Goodland turnovers that led to 18 points. So that was a big stat that really helped the Swathers in that game. Going back to Silver Lake again, came into this tournament after winning the Royal Valley Sub-State. Again, you just look at the domination. Not the Royal Valley Sub-State, but the Riley County Sub-State, I should say. Wins over Marysville, Minneapolis, and St. Mary's in the title game. Heston, they won the Southeast of Saline Sub-State, beating Burlington, Smoky Valley, and Halstead, getting into this game. Well, for Heston, it's their first appearance in the state tournament since they won back-to-back titles back in 2014 and 2015. Those are their lone titles in school history. Overall, it's their 12th trip to the state tournament. They also had runner-up finishes back in the 80s, 1982 and 1985. Well, Silver Lake, they have been to the state tournament now four consecutive seasons, all 4 years under head coach Kyle Porter, but this is the first time that they have made the state championship game. Last two seasons, they were knocked out in the semifinals, both times by Goodland. As I had mentioned, both went on to win the state championships both of those years. Silver Lake, they are looking for their first state championship since 2016. Overall, they will be looking for their seventh state championship. And for head coach Kyle Porter, of course, he is very familiar with state tournaments. He had won a state tournament with Royal Valley right before taking this job here with Silver Lake. So Kyle Porter trying to win another state title with another team, and his Eagles, number one from the jump. They have clearly been the most dominant team, and they have an opportunity one final time to cap off a perfect season with the Class 3A state championship. Well, it's now time to bring you the starting lineups for the Class 3A state championship, and let's start here with the Heston Swathers at 22-3, the number three seed in the field. Their head coach is Matt Richardson, his fifth appearance as the head coach. He was also a veteran head coach, I should say, as he was the head coach for their two titles back in 2014 and 2015. They will start one of the best and elite scorers in the state. It is Kendall Brugen. She is a 5'10 junior and averaging 22 points per game. We'll have more on her as the game continues. Also in the starting lineup, a 5'3 sophomore, Callie Yoder, averaging 6 points per game. Abby Proctor's a 5'10 junior, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds per game. Casey Mason is a 5'8 junior, who is averaging 7 points per game. And rounding out the starting five, Ava McGill, she is a 5'6 junior. The thing about this roster, no seniors on this roster. Pretty impressive for Heston, so they're going to bring back their entire team after making this state tournament run or state championship run here in 23 and 24. So again, for Matt Richardson and his Heston Swathers, it is Brugen, it is Yoder, also Proctor, Mason, and McGill, the starting five there. For Kyle Porter in number one ranked Silver Lake at 25-0, it's been the same starting five. They'll continue that trend here for tonight's title game. It'll be Kaylin Haney, a 5'7 sophomore in the backcourt, averaging over 10 points and 6 assists per game. Kaylee Dider's been a very key role here in these two state tournament wins this week, a 5'8 senior, averaging nearly 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. The cousins of Cabrin and McKinley Kruger, Cabrin a 5'7 senior, McKinley a 5'6 senior, McKinley averaging 15 a game, Cabrin averaging 6 points per game. And then Mackenzie McDaniel, the 6'1 senior, Emporia State commit, averaging nearly 20 points and 10 rebounds per game, dominant in the win over Hayden yesterday with a double-double of 20 points and 12 rebounds. So again, for the Eagles, same starting five we've seen all tournament. It'll be Haney, Dider, McDaniel, and also Cabrin and McKinley Kruger. Silver Lake. This is game number 26 for them. They have only had now five opponents stay within 20 points of them all season. Of course, Hayden kept it close in the first half. Ultimately, Silver Lake would win that game by 15 points. They haven't had a team keep it within 13. That's the closest game they have played all season long. That was against Rossville back in mid-December. So they're averaging 32.4 points per game in terms of winning margin. So again, they're winning by more than 32 points per game. It's been an incredible ride. They have dominated for the most part here in the state tournament, and they're going to look to do it one final time here to cap off what would be an absolutely incredible season. We're moments away from the tip-off of the girls' Class 3A state championship. We'll take one final time out and bring you back and get you set for the tip-off between Heston and Silver Lake. It's coming up right after a timeout here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girls Class 3A State Championship on the line. Heston in the all-black road uniforms. Eagles comfortable in the home whites that they have been rocking all week. It's the three seed against the top number one and number one ranked team in the state. And that is a tip that's going to lead to an easy layup to start. And the first bucket for Callie Yoder for Heston. And that's an unlucky bounce for Silver Lake to start off the tip-off. And again, we are underway for the Class 3A title. 2-0 Heston just getting going, 20 seconds in. Here's Haney, top of the key, left side pass to Dider. Dider bouncing it inside, too easy, but McDaniel missing the layup, gets her own rebound, puts back another one, and the second chance missed, and a rebound for Heston. Multiple opportunities there for the Eagles, good defense inside. The semifinal against Hayden yesterday, the Wildcats posted 3 6-foot forwards. This is a much smaller lineup that Silver Lake is going against here in the title game. Here's a wide open three by Yoder. It's front rim, no. And it's saved into the corner and into the hands of McKinley Krueger. Here come the Eagles from left to right. Still early in the first, a 2-0 Heston lead. Haney will try to give Silver Lake the lead. He draws with a left wing three. Kaylin Haney from downtown, and Silver Lake has their first lead at a minute 10 in. It's 3-2. Heston nearly throwing it away in the left corner. Mason, though, saving it. Now steps back for a triple. No, front rim. Offensive rebound. And putback try is no good. But Proctor will earn a trip to the free throw line. And it's the first foul of the game. Looks like they get Dider with the foul. Dider's been solid in the two games here in Hutchinson. Proctor at the line. First free throw good. We're tied at three. Proctor had 7 in their win against Goodland. Didn't shoot it particularly well. She had 7 points on just 2 of 7 shooting. But 10 points and 5 rebounds per game this season. Spins in the second free throw, so a 2-for-2 trip. And Heston has retaken the lead at 4-3. 6:35 to go in this opening frame. The Wellsville boys defeated Goodland in the state title game on the boys' side prior to this one. There's a missed shot inside. McDaniel, another rebound, and looks like she'll go to the line for two. It was a good look from the top of the key by McKinley Krueger. Looks to be a little shaken up on the play. But the first Heston foul will go against Yoder and putting McDaniel at the line, where she has struggled at the line this year. She was 0-3 from the line yesterday and misses her first try here. Second on the way, she got that one to go. So we're tied at 4-4. First point of the night for McKinsey McDaniel. 6:20 to go here in the first. State championship game in Hutchinson. Heston top of the key. This is Proctor. Left side pass to Yoder. Yoder's going to drive, take it all the way on Cabrin. Krueger, good defense. Might have got a partial block in there. And now Cabrin pushing the tempo. And a foul from behind to stop the transition there, as it'll be Brugen who picks up the foul. Again, Kendall Brugen, a 5'10 junior, one of the most elite scorers in the state, averaging 22 points per game. She had 31 in their first-round win against Cheney on Thursday, and she had 19 yesterday in their win over Goodland. There's a drive and an and-one from Haney, and she's got a quick five and a chance for one more. 6-4 Silver Lake, and a chance to make it a three-point game. And that foul on McGill, and that is her first. Free throw good for Haney. What a start for the sophomore point guard who's had back-to-back 12.8 assist games here in the state tournament. 7-4, Silver Lake's largest lead at three early in the game. Here is Brugen with it. They bounce it to the elbow. Here's Yoder. Gets it back on the right wing, holding it high above. Now puts it on the dribble, moves left, bouncing it right. Here's Proctor, a three. It's short. And a rebound for Cabrin Kruger. Hands it off to Haney quickly, working with a little bit of pace. Now McKinley Kruger wants to drive baseline. Had it knocked away. Backing out now into the corner. Good defense there by Yoder. Here's Cabrin. Back to Haney. Inside McDaniel. Quickly doubled. Fights through it. Throws it up. No. And a foul on the floor against Heston. Swather fans wanted to travel instead. Eagles get the benefit there with the Heston foul. And they get it on Proctor, her first. And just like that, already four fouls in the quarter. So for the final 5 minutes and 20 seconds of this frame, Eagles are going to be in the bonus. They have a 7-4 lead. Throw it into the backcourt here with Haney. It was a near five count and turnover, but they get it in time. Here's Cabrin Kruger inside. McDaniel throws it up off the rim twice. No, she's had a couple of good looks. She's wanted a foul on multiple plays already. And now Heston couldn't even control the rebound, and somehow it went out of bounds. So Silver Lake fortunate to keep it here for another try. Here's Dider, hands it off to Haney, right back inside, and another foul against Heston. That's already the fifth team foul at 5:08 to go still in this frame, and the Eagles are going to have two free throws here. Well, if you're Heston, you certainly, if you want anyone at the line, it's McDaniel. And the first free throw here is good. Just 45.6% on the year. She dropped 10% as she was 55% a year ago, and she misses the second here. So 2-1 for two trips here in the quarter for McDaniel. 8-4, the Silver Lake lead at 5 minutes to go in the first. Dribbling the left side on the wing, it's Brugen. Brugen driving baseline, and there's a foul against Silver Lake. I think it's Haney. And it is. That is her first team, too. First subs in, we get Sarah Worley and also Ella Boland. First two off the bench for Kyle Porter. Yoder to throw it in. Needs to. Gets it to Brugen in the corner. Nice ball fake. Thought about stepping back for three. Instead, gets it back to Yoder here at the top of the key. Brugen again, left side, is yet to score in the game. She'll drive, throw on up, through a lot of contact. No, it's a short shot off the front rim and a rebound for McDaniel. Here's Haney behind the back. We'll step back for three, short, and a rebound for Brugen. It was a nice move to get that separation. Just could not finish off the three-point shot. Haney kicks it away and out of bounds. And we get another sub in this time for Heston. It'll be Kira White, a 5'6 sophomore. 4:28 to go, first quarter of the state championship game. Silver Lake out to an 8-4 lead on Heston. Heston in the same league as Haven, who Silver Lake defeated on Thursday in the first round. And there's a deep three. That's cash money for Kendall Brugen. Took her a few minutes to get going, but one of the leading scorers in the state on the board, and it's a one-point game at 8-7. That was a deep-range left-wing triple. Here's Worley. Now Boland at the elbow. Right back to Worley on the wing. Puts it on the dribble in the paint. Kicks left. Haney a little hesitation. Lofts it in the paint. Picks it back up. Swings it away. And a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Silver Lake. We're at the halfway point of the first quarter here in the state title game. Silver Lake with an 8-7 lead. We'll throw it in right side of their own backboard. As Worley will dish it in. Here is Haney on the right wing. Now drives in, kicks left. Here's a three by McKinley Krueger. Front rim high, arching, no. And another offensive rebound for McDaniel. McKinley Krueger wants to try again. This time she carries the triple. McKinley Krueger on the board, her first three of tonight's game. It's 11-7. Second chance opportunities have been key throughout this tournament for Silver Lake. Good movement here by Heston. Here's a dive in. Shot up good off the window by Abby Proctor. Proctor with four, and it's 11-9. 3:20 to go in the quarter. Subs in for Silver Lake. Next dead ball. Far sideline of the floor. Haney walking it in with a casual dribble. Waist down with the left hand. Crossing over to her right. Gets in the paint. All the way to the rack. Layup good. Haney doing it herself on that possession. She's got eight here in the quarter, and it's 13-9 Silver Lake. Here's Brugen trying to bounce one at the free throw line, and it's taken away. Haney with the turnover, three on two, and she shovels it over McKinley Kruger's head and out of bounds and a turnover. Haney taps the chest and says, my bad. Haney gets her first breather here as Cabrin Krueger checks back into the game. Also, Dider returns as well. 2:49 left in the first quarter here of the state championship game. 13-9, the Silver Lake lead. Looking for their first title since 2016. Here's Brugen. Hard drive all the way to the paint, untouched. Easy layup for two. Five now for Brugen, and it's 13-11 Silver Lake. A tough matchup is Brugen tonight. Here's Worley on the wing, gets in the paint, kicks it to Boland, short corner left, she'll curl. Now Cabrin on the right wing, now backing down her defender, looking for a cut, gets Worley, flips it up, can't get the reverse layup to go, and Brugen cleans up the miss. Chance to tie or take the lead here for Heston. Brugen wants to go coast to coast, a lot of contact, and they're going to say it's a blocking foul against Silver Lake, and Brugen's going to shoot two. They get Dider with her second and team foul number three, and Brugen at the line for the first time in this championship game. Only a junior went over the 1,000-point total earlier this season. And again, one of the leading scorers in the state, but she misfires on the first free throw attempt. 2:09 to go in the first quarter of the title game. 13-11 Silver Lake. Three dribbles, sets the righty, fires, delivers a 1-for-2 trip at the line. Six in the corner for in the quarter for Kendall Brugen, and it's 13-12. Silver Lake back with it, plus one. They go inside. McDaniel gets one up, gets one in. That could be a problem here tonight for Heston. Too much muscle down low for McDaniel, and she's got four, and it's 15-12. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Here is McGill driving. They get it inside. Nice finish and put around by Proctor. And she's got six in the quarter. 15-14. Back and forth we go here in the opening quarter of the title game. Here's Haney. Hands it off to Dider. They bounce it inside. McDaniel working, firing, hitting again. And she knows she has the advantage inside. And she's got back-to-back buckets and 6 points in the quarter. 17-14, Silver Lake, just over a minute 15 to go in this first period. Good defense up top. McKinley Krueger comes away with a steal, and a timeout for Kyle Porter might have stopped a potential breakaway there, but nonetheless, Silver Lake forcing a turnover, and our first timeout is called. It's a 30, and we'll keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Steady flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Brandon Salmon, Seth Tollison with you. Good start here in the 3A state championship game. The Silver Lake girls leading Heston 17-14, 1:10 to go in this first quarter. 8 points for Kaylin Haney to lead the Eagles, 6 for McKenzie McDaniel, and then 6 points apiece for Heston, Kendall Brugen, and Abby Proctor. The Eagles run over the last 3 years, they have won 72 of their last 77 games. So they are 72-5 over the last three seasons. But trying to win that first title since 2016, they go right back into McDaniel inside and just had a great look but could not finish this time. Here's Heston into the front court. Here's McGill. Top of the key to Proctor. Now Brugen over the top pass. Proctor inside. Layup good. Well set play. And another good finish for Abby Proctor. She's got eight. 17-16. Silver Lake lead is down to one once again. Final 35 seconds of the quarter. See if the Eagles want to play for this final shot. Here's Haney, a drive and a blocking foul. She'll shoot two. So Haney at the line, 81% on the year. She missed her first attempt here in the quarter, but she makes this one and has nine first quarter points, and it's 18-16. Jaden Williams, a freshman, is into the game here for Heston. First minutes for her tonight. Second free throw, good. Haney's got 10 here in the first quarter, and it's 19-16 Silver Lake. Final 25 seconds to go. There's Kendall Brugen with the basketball. Top of the key. Guarded by Haney. She'll step back along two. It's off the heel strong. And a rebound for McKinley Kruger. Nearly had it knocked away. Fans wanted to travel. No call. Here's Haney near sideline. 8 seconds to go. Hesitation dribble. They go inside. McDaniel working with a lot of muscle. Good defense. Knocked away. And a steal for Heston. Final second. Half court heave at the buzzer. No good. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Girls Class 3A state championship game in Hutchinson. A good one so far. Silver Lake 19, Heston 16. Second quarter action next here on KNZA.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Most small towns don't have a local dentist, but Silver Lake, Kansas does. Mitchell Dental, your local dentist, gives you all the benefits of a big city dental office with the charm and intimacy of the small town. Our dental team provides top-tier oral care from cleanings to crowns and much more. And soon, Dr. Mitchell and Dr. Weber will be joined by our new doctor, Dr. Kendall. For those of you in Topeka, Kansas, don't worry. We're also your local dentist with a beautiful location near 29th and Wanamaker. Mitchell Dentist, devoted to excellence, devoted to you.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girls Class 3A state championship game, Silver Lake 19, Heston 16, as we start the second quarter here on KNZA. Heston with the opening possession of the quarter. McGill goes left side. This is Proctor diving in. Good dump down pass. Blocked by McDaniel. Rejected at the rim. Here come the Eagles. First time on offense in quarter number two. Haney, hesitation. Right side pass to Worley in the corner. Pointing to the top of the key. Now steps in the paint. Kicks it left. Here's a three. Cameron Kruger knocks down a triple. Her first points tonight makes it 22-16. Largest lead of the game so far here for the Eagles. Here is Brugen, left side. Wants to go baseline. Been guarded by Haney the entire first half so far. Here's Mason, top of the key. Right side it goes. This is Yoder. Right back up top to McGill. Now Brugen, deep three, short. And perfect positioning on that rebound for Mackenzie McDaniel and Silver Lake. A minute into this second quarter. Good push here, 22-16. Silver Lake lead trying to add to it. Right back inside, triple team. Doesn't matter as McDaniel had it. Oh, my gosh, I spoke too soon. It was halfway down and out. Not sure how that one didn't fall. But she's missed a couple inside and close at the rim. She slaps her hands together knowing the frustration. How important these opportunities are in the biggest game that anyone can play at this level. So Heston catching a break there as they get the possession back. 6:43 to go in the first half. 22-16, Silver Lake. Here's Proctor, left side on the wing. Closed out there by Cabrin Kruger. They want it to Brugen. Gets it around to Curl. Double screen. Thought about a three. Kicks it right. This is McGill driving back and now push back into the corner. Here's Brugen, left side. This is Yoder bouncing it inside. Proctor had it knocked away and out of bounds. Good defense on the help side by K. Bryn Krueger to knock that one away. Heston underneath. Ava McGill to throw it in. And this is a Heston team that has no seniors on their roster. Inside Mason for two. An awkward finish. And I think we just got a technical foul. I'm not sure. Hold on. There was a stoppage of play. I think they got Mason on a potential technical foul for taunting McDaniel after making a bucket over. Now, something was said. Action-wise, you don't see much. But a technical foul on Casey Mason puts McKinley Krueger at the line all by herself, and she hits the first free throw. Interesting turn here in this second quarter. Two for two. McKinley Krueger at the line there on the technical free throw. She's got five in the game so far. That makes it 24-18 Silver Lake, and they keep the possession here after the free throws and technical foul. Here's Haney working around a screen. Short corner left. Here is Worley from the free throw line. Well off the target there on a shot. And a rebound for Bruggen. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Silver Lake by six in the 3A state championship game. Here's Yoder left side. Nearly got pushed out of bounds. They get it off to Mason here. Her shot well short. Might as well have been a pass. Second chance, no. Third chance up. And no, on a third try, it was halfway down. And a rebound there for Silver Lake's Sarah Worley. Heston had two really good looks at the rim there and could not convert either. Here's Worley up top. McKinley Krueger puts it on the dribble. Left side pass to Worley. Wants to go baseline. Cut off by Bruggen. Good defense. Docked away out of bounds. And it's last touch by Worley and a turnover by Silver Lake. Dider checks back in. And Worley is out for the Eagles. A couple more subs in as well for Heston as Kiara White is back into the game as well. 5.5 minutes to go in this first half. 24-18 our score, Silver Lake by six. Here is Yoder, right side on the wing. Up top it goes to Proctor, puts it on the dribble, hands it off to Bruggen, dumps it down to White. She'll fire a long two and deliver a long two. Kiara White, difficult shot from the right baseline, and that's her first bucket tonight. It's now 24-20. Here's Dider, top of the key, right side pass to Haney. Now McKinley Krueger in the corner. Very good student section behind the goal that Silver Lake's going to with Heston. A right-handed floater is short by Haney. Here's Heston pushing the tempo. Yoder wants to go coast-to-coast. Rejected out of bounds, but a foul called. Looked clean up top, but the body, plenty of it. I believe it's Cabrin Krueger it is, and that is her second foul, and we get a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 4:45 left first half here in the 3A state championship game. Silver Lake 24 and Heston 20. Back in a tight 60 on KNCA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tam and Seth Olison with you here on KNCA, our game broadcast presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Girls Class 3A state title game here in Hutchinson. It's Silver Lake 24 and Heston 20. Out of the timeout, Heston at the free throw line with Callie Yoder. Yoder 2 points here in the first half. First opportunity at the line, and she knocks down the first. Heston now 4 of 5 at the free throw line here in the first half. Second on the way, second also good. 4 points for Yoder, and it's a two-point game at 24-22. And Heston scoring the last 4 points to get it back to within a deuce. Here's Dider, top of the key. Now hands it off to McDaniel. Rifles it into the corner. Caber and Kruger. Good defense there by Yoder, nearly forcing a turnover. McDaniel, turn around. Jay off the heel strong. And a rebound for Heston. Heston a chance here to tie or take the lead with a bucket. 4:20 left in the half. 24-22 is the score. Here is Brugen with it. She's been quiet, one of the leading scorers in the state. Flips one up, though. Right on cue. Heard me say she hadn't done much, and now takes one of the rack herself for two. She's got eight, and we're deadlocked at 24-24 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Haney. Now Dider a three. Well short, just barely grazed iron. Heston another rebound. Heston's done a good job there. A little bit outsized by Silver Lake, but they have done a good job as far as points in the paint and rebounding here in the first half. Here's Brugen bouncing it up top. It's Proctor. Now Yoder a touch. Gets a high ball screen. Thought about a three. Now Proctor's going to try. It's a deep one. And it's nothing but net for Abby Proctor, who leads all scores with 11. And Heston has a three-point lead at 27-24 there. Currently on a 9-0 run. And while McDaniel inside quickly turns around, throws up a tough one. No. Gets her own rebound. And she's barking at the officials. She's running the foul on the shot, but she'll get the foul called on the rebound attempt, so she's getting free throws regardless. Heston brings in three New Jerseys here off the bench. Never mind, take that back. The fouls aren't quite there yet. Bring them back to the first quarter when Heston had the fouls piled up. So the Eagles have it underneath. They get it into Haney here on the right wing. Now up top it goes. Here's McKinley Kruger. Heston by three. They're on a 9-0 run. McKinley Kruger throwing it inside. McDaniel again gets one up and in. McDaniel gets one to go this time. She's got eight. It's 27-26. Heston up by one at under 3 minutes to go in the half. Williams nearly turned it over. Now dives in. Takes it all the way. A lot of contact. No call. Heston fans wanted a foul, but here come the Eagles. Chance to retake the lead. Here's Dider. Right back inside, of course. McDaniel again. Shot good. There is too much of a size advantage with McDaniel inside. And back-to-back time, she's taking advantage. It is 28-27. Silver Lake back in front. Here's McGill driving. Takes it back up top. This is a long shot by Mason. It's a three. No good. Here comes Silver Lake. They got numbers behind the back. McDaniel lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be a Silver Lake turnover. It was a two-on-one break. Haney went behind the back, and McDaniel, I don't know, was quite ready for that. And bobbled it off the fingertips and out of bounds. So Heston catching a break there. Silver Lake leads 28-27. 2:13 to go in the half. Class 3A state championship game. Into the front court, here's Yoder, guarded by McKinley Kruger. Up top it goes. This is Proctor. Left side to McGill. Her pass deflected out of bounds. Good defense once again by Caber and Kruger. Worley and Bolin check back into the game here for Silver Lake. Caber and also Tider will take breathers. Got 2 minutes to go in the half. It's a one-point game. Here is Mason. Now Brugen makes a nice move. Gets all the way to the 10. Shot rejected out of bounds by Poland. Good defense there by the 5'11 junior. Poland only played 4 minutes in the Hayden game yesterday. Did not score, but she did score 3 points in the first round game against Haven. And now before the pass is even thrown in, a foul is called, I believe, against Poland. And it is. That is her first. And team foul number three. Here's Brugen, top of the key. Dives in all the way to the rack. Untouched again. Lays it in for two. Brugen up to 10. And it's 29-28. Heston back in front. Now, this was the script for Silver Lake in the semifinal against Hayden. It was back and forth all throughout. There's a Kruger missed three, but an offensive rebound and stick back is up and in, and a stare down by McDaniel. She's got 12, and it's 30-29. Another lead change. Here's Bruggen, top of the key, bouncing it right side here to Proctor. Down to the corner with Yoder. Short corner right, it's Mason. Gets by McDaniel, shot no, but a foul. And Mason, a strong move, earning a trip to the free throw line. And it's Bolin who quickly picks up her second. How about Proctor's first half? The 5'10 junior, 11 points. She's hit a three. First trip to the line for her, and she makes the first. Or correction, sorry, it's Mason at the line. Beg your pardon, not Proctor. Mason now with 3 points after making the first. She had 4 points in the semifinal win against Goodland. And she matches it here already with her second free throw. She goes 2 for 2, and Heston retakes the lead back at 31-30. 70 seconds left in the first half of the 3A championship game. It has been a good one so far between the 1 seed and the 3 seed. McDaniel inside, shot again, too easy. They can't stop McDaniel inside. She's got 14, 32-31 Silver Lake. Here's Bruggen. Wants a white ball screen. Oh, it's illegal. And Bruggen would have cashed a three, but instead a turnover and a foul on Kiara White. So 49 seconds left. Eagles by one. They get the ball back. Here is Haney. Bolin. Right side it goes to Worley. Bouncing it inside. McDaniel muscling underneath. And it's called for a travel. Got a little too deep underneath and shuffled the feet. Or correction, no, they're going to call an offensive foul. Beg your pardon. They say McDaniel swung the elbow, and that's her first. So Heston a chance here with 30 seconds to go to play for the final shot of the half with Silver Lake leading 32-31. Here is Bruggen. She's got 10 here in the half. Right side pass to Yoder, working around McKinley Kruger. Now it's off to McGill. Good defense here by Worley. Tough spot here for Heston. They got to get rid of it. And they do get it up top here to Proctor. Final 10 seconds. Here's Bruggen spinning, fading, shot rejected. And it saves underneath. Silver Lake may have a chance here. Here's 3 seconds. Haney into the front court. She doesn't see the time. She throws one up. It's a heave, and I don't think it would have counted anyways. And that takes us to the end of the first half. Back and forth. And a good one brewing here in the state championship game for Class 3A. Number 1 Silver Lake leading number 3 Heston by a score of 32-31. Halftime show is next, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. 1 point Silver Lake lead. We'll talk about it after a timeout here at KNCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at GiantCOMM.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State high school basketball coverage. The 2024 private treaty bull sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights.
Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Girl Class 3A state title game. It's been a good one. We're at the half. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Number one, Silver Lake, with a one-point lead on the three-seed Heston Swathers. It is a 32-31 score here at the break. Again, Brandon Tam and Seth Olafson with you. Hutchinson Sports Arena, great venue as always, hosting state tournaments each and every year. Let's go through some of the numbers in the first half. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockhoff. Shooting numbers for Silver Lake, they hit 11 of 28 shots in the first half, good for 39%. They hit 3 of 8 from 3, and they were 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Heston, they were 11 of 26 shooting for 42%. They hit 2 of 7 threes for 28%. They were also solid at the line. They hit 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. Individual numbers for Silver Lake. Strong first half for Mackenzie McDaniel. 14 points and 7 rebounds. She is 6 of 14 from the floor. She has taken half of the Silver Lake first half shots. Kaylin Haney's also in double figures. She has 10 to go along with a couple assists and a rebound. 5 points from McKinley Kruger. She is 1 of 4 from three. And Cabrin Kruger also 3 points for Silver Lake. Heston led in the first half by Abby Proctor's 11. And they got Kendall Bruggen with 10. They got 4 apiece from Casey Mason and Callie Yoder. And they got 2 points from Kiara White. Some of the other numbers in the first half for Silver Lake. They had 8 assists, 4 turnovers, 2 steals, and 5 block shots. Heston had 7 assists, 3 turnovers, 1 steal, and 2 block shots. 9 lead changes and 4 ties. Silver Lake has led this game for over 12 minutes. Heston has led for just 2.5 minutes. Both teams have 16 points apiece in the paint. Silver Lake advantage 9-4 in second chance points. Heston a 5-0 advantage in fast break points. Our score at the half, Silver Lake 32, Heston 31. Girls Class 3A state title game here in Hutchinson. We'll have more after a timeout here on KNZA.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let ICE Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
KNZA.
Girl Class 3A state title game at the half. Silver Lake 32, Heston 31. Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. We only have plenty of area teams still alive in games on Championship Saturday. Some consolation games. The Axtell Boys, an 80-72 win over Dighton to claim third place in 1A Division II. The Centralia girls defeated South Gray in Class 1A Division 1 to claim third place out in Colby. That final 58-52. The Atchison boys in Class 4A, a 61-50 win against Baldwin to claim third place out in Salina. And then it was the Riverside girls for a second consecutive season losing in the Class 2A state championship game. Last year it was to Berean Academy. This year they lose to Wichita Independent 58-39. That's our score update. Again, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Girls 3A state championship game, 32-31, Silver Lake over Heston. 90-second break in the second half is coming your way next here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Silver Lake 32, Heston 31, as we get set to start the second half here on KNZA Girls Class 3A. State championship game here in Hutchinson. Four ties and nine lead changes in the first half. No team has led by more than 6 points in this game so far. That was Silver Lake's largest lead. Heston's largest lead of the game was three. That was at 27-24. In the middle portions of the second quarter. Both teams rocking the starters to begin the second half. Silver Lake will now go from right to left. Heston from left to right as we sit courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Eagles again in the home whites. Heston in the road blacks. A one-point game as we start the second half of the state championship game. Right back inside, McDaniel picking up where she left off and spins it in off the window. 16 for McDaniel and a good start in this second half for Silver Lake. Their lead is three. Here is Brugen, dribbles to the elbow, now a right side pass, this is Mason, Brugen on the wing, up top it goes to Proctor, left side this is Yoder, she works to the top, now Mason, now McGill, bouncing it inside, this is Mason, kicks it back up to the top of the key, this is Proctor, now short corner right, ball fake, diving in is Mason, bumped out, they go back inside, turn around by Proctor, halfway down and out, no, and a clean rebound for McDaniel, her eighth board of the contest. Here's Haney into the front court. She'll go coast to coast, flips it up. No, but a foul, and she'll shoot two. Kaylin Haney aggressive there, and she earns a trick to the free throw line. Trying to extend on the Eagles' lead early in the third quarter. It's 34-31. And the foul on McGill, and that is her third. Haney at the line. First free throw, good. She's now 3 of 4 at the line in the game and has 11 points. She had back-to-back 12.8 assist games in the first two games of this tournament. And she matches the point total here at 12 again. And it's a 5-point Silver Lake lead, a 4-0 start in the quarter. We've played a minute, 36-31. Rugen nearly turned it over, but chased it down before it went out of bounds on the far sideline. Here's Yoder, right side to Brugen once again. Brugen on the dribble, thought about a step back. Instead, right side it goes to Proctor. Proctor with a drive on the baseline and a whistle and a foul against Silver Lake. It's on the floor. I believe it's Deiter who picks up her third, and that is the case. McGill to throw it in, right side of her own backboard, looking. Gets it off to Brugen in the corner. Hot steps in the paint. Difficult shot. Fading to her left, and she got it to go. 12 for Brugen in the ballgame, and it's 36-33. Silver Lake by three. 6:35 left, third quarter. Here's Haney. Little pick and roll action. Deiter trying to kick one inside, and it's bumped back out to Kruger. Now Deiter again, left side on the wing. And right back up top to Haney here. Good defense there by McGill, nearly forcing a turnover. Deiter, ball fake, wants to drive in. Floater in the paint, nearly banked it in. McDaniel again, second chance up. Good, and the foul. Dominant performance here in the state title game for Mackenzie McDaniel. She's got 18 points and 9 rebounds and a chance for one more to try to cap a 3-point play. Foul on Mason, and that is her third. Of course, Mason had a technical foul in the first half for taunting on an 8 shot over McDaniel. And a chance for a 3-point play capitalized by Mackenzie McDaniel, and she's got 19. 39-33, tying the largest lead of the game for Silver Lake. 6:10 to go, third quarter. 3A state championship game here in Hutchinson. Here's a long three and a big shot for Heston as Proctor delivers. She's got 14, her second triple tonight. Trims it to three at 39-36. Here's Haney into the front court. Here's sideline, works it back to the top of the key. McDaniel quickly closed out by three jerseys, and she throws it away. Stolen on the backside by Brugen, and the foul at midcourt. They will get Haney with her second. Trying to poke that ball away from Brugen in transition. But the foul called. It is the second foul against Silver Lake in the quarter. So in the front court, right in front of us here, this is Proctor to throw it in. Dumps it to Brugen. Cabrin Kruger right behind, and then hands it off to Yoder, who gives it right back to Brugen on the key right. Lost it in the air. Oh, and a steal. McDaniel has it. Gets it up to Haney. Haney trying to push. One on three advantage. Layup. Spins out. No. McDaniel again. Second chance opportunity. A 21-point double-double already for Mackenzie McDaniel, and it's 41-36. Heston has no answer for Mackenzie McDaniel right now. She has been the difference in this game. Just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 41-36, Silver Lake. Step back on two. This is good. And Yoder with a big shot there. She's got six. 41-38. Heston back to within three. Haney brings it into the front court. Waist high dribbles with the left hand, crossing over to her right. Wants McKinley Kruger on a back door. Kicks it to her cousin Cabrin in the corner. A little strong on a three. And it's a rebound and put back. No good on a second chance for McDaniel. Another rebound for her, but couldn't finish on the second chance opportunity. Heston down three with the ball. Here is Jaden Williams, who's in the game. Cabrin went for a steal. And instead, it's going to be Yoder, who turns down an open three. And keeps it on the left wing. 4:20 to go, third quarter. 41-38 our score. Here's Brugen looking inside. Deiter nearly took it away. Here's a shot by Proctor, and she got it to go. And a timeout as Heston's right back to within one, and it's a 30. Silver Lake 41, Heston 40. 30-second timeout. It's brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Seth Tollison, studio producer, working hard these last few days. Brandon Tapman here courtside, the Hutchinson Sports Arena. And this state title game has lived up to the hype so far. A 1-point Silver Lake lead at 4:08 to go in the third, 41-40. The big difference for the Eagles right now, it's been Mackenzie McDaniel. She already has a double-double with 21 points. Kaylin Haney has quietly put up a 12.9 as well. McKinley Kruger has five. And then for Heston, they got 16 already from Abby Proctor. and 12 points from Kendall Brugen. Out of the timeout, Eagles with the basketball and the one-point advantage. We're coming up on the halfway point of quarter number three. The Wellsville boys won the state title in the game prior to this one. And we get a whistle and a foul, or it either went out of bounds. I'm not sure, one of the two, but it's going to be Heston basketball. So a turnover there against Silver Lake. They were looking for a backdoor cut, too much on the pass. It's a turnover. So a chance for Heston to retake the lead. A 41-40 Silver Lake lead. Here is Proctor working on Dider. Kicks it back right. Here's a shot for the lead. Short. And a rebound for Worley. Good box out there for Silver Lake's Worley. Worley pushing the tempo to Haney here. Haney on the right wing. Now Worley in the corner. Ball fakes. Driving in. Kicks it back to Dider in the corner for three. This one is short. Tipped around and out of bounds. And it's last touch by McDaniel. And so Heston gets the ball back, still trailing by one at 3:25 to go in the quarter. McGill's checked back in here for the Swathers, replacing Kiara White. Girls Class 3A state championship game. It has been a good one. Over 3 minutes to go in the third, Silver Lake by one. Heston with the basketball. Here is Williams working left. And gets it off to Yoder, backing down, gets to the rim, and flips it up and in with a little bit of English on it. And Proctor is actually the point total there, and she's got 18, and it's 42-41. Heston retakes the lead. Here's Haney at the top of the key. Inside McDaniel, deep position, but missed the shot. She's missed a few bunnies. She's been dominant, but she's had probably three or four that she wished she had back. Heston with the ball. Brugen has it. Top of the key. 2:40 to go. Clock moving. Third quarter. They lead Silver Lake by one. And a five count. Good defense by Worley, forcing a turnover on the perimeter. Dider's out. Cabrin Kruger checks back in for her. So a big stop there for the Eagles on defense. Heston 42, Silver Lake 41. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Cabrin at the elbow, looking for McDaniel inside. She has to get out of the paint and does so. Here's Worley, kicks it up top. Haney is straight on three. Nothing but net for Kaylin Haney. Her second three tonight, she's got 15. And now a Silver Lake two-point lead at 44-42. Just another lead change in this game. McKinley Kruger nearly coming up with a steal there. Tips it out of bounds, working on McGill. But Heston keeps the possession, I should say. Down two. Still over 2 minutes to go in this third. Here is Yoder. Gets it beyond midcourt. Brings it back into the front court. Now Brugen working left side on the wing. Takes it all the way. Skies high for one. And came up short on a shot. And a rebound for Silver Lake. Here's Haney into the front court. Darting a pass. Shot up. No. And a foul called. McDaniel's going to shoot two. That was a 10-point pass on the move by Haney. And they get Proctor with the foul. That is her second. Team foul number three. McDaniel at the line. Perfect on the first tier. 22 points for Mackenzie McDaniel. She is 4 of 6 at the line, which is very good. As she gets the second to go, she's now 5 for 7 and has 23 in the game. 46-42 Silver Lake. Just under 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Round of ball screen here. Yoder has it. Left side it goes to Mason. Gets it off to McGill. She wants to take it baseline left and backs out of some trouble. Right back to Mason inside. Shot up, no. Fans wanted a foul, no call. Rebound cleared by Mackenzie McDaniel. Silver Lake with it back up for Haney. Why not a three off the rim twice? Falls off. Brugen the rebound for Heston. She wants to push the tempo. 3-on-2 break. She'll go coast to coast. Shot, no. A foul on the floor. Right at 70 seconds left in the period. And it's Haney picking up her third. And both teams have 3 fouls apiece here in the quarter. Silver Lake 46, Heston 42, late third quarter. Bouncing it inside. They're looking for Proctor. Turnaround shot, no, but a foul again on the floor. They get McKinley Kruger with this one. That is her first and team foul number four. Oh, miscommunication on the inbounds, and McKinley Kruger comes away with a steal. Chance to go coast to coast on Brugman, who Brugman got the block and now pushing it up the floor. And underneath, shot is up, shot is good. That's Mason for two. She's got six, and it's 46-44. Boy, Brugman came up with a big block shot there on McKinley Kruger in transition, and it led to a Heston bucket. Deflected pass out of bounds. Once again, Dider looking inside for McKenzie McDaniel. And the Swathers are swarming towards McDaniel in the paint. Final 42 seconds left in the third quarter. It's a two-point Silver Lake lead. They have the ball. Here's Haney with it. Turns. Dives to the hoop. Throws it up and hangs in the air. The hang time is legit on that one. And Haney now with 17. 48-44. Silver Lake back in front by four. Final 25 seconds of the third quarter. 3A state championship game here in Hutchinson. Here is McGill, high right with it. Closed out by McKinley Kruger. Here is Brugman, a step back three, front rim no. Offensive rebound, kicked out of bounds, and it's last touch by Heston. Good job inside by McKinley Kruger. And a chance for Silver Lake to add to their lead to end the quarter. 9 seconds to go. They lead it by four. Haney letting it roll. Picks it up. Right at midcourt. With a high ball screen. Nicely set. 4 seconds. She knifes her way. She'll take it all the way. Rejected out of bounds. Another block shot by Kendall Brugman. And just a second and a half left here on the clock. More than enough time for a catch and shoot. Cabrin to throw it in. Looking for Haney, catching it, and caught it, put it up, and is fouled with half a second to go, and Haney's going to shoot two. There were a lot of bodies inside. They get Callie Yoder with her second. Big free throws to try to close the quarter, and the first one is good for Haney. She's got 18. She's now 5 of 6 at the line in the ball game. She makes them both. Big free throws to close out the quarter. She's got 19. And that'll end the third quarter. A state champion to be decided in 8 minutes of play. At the end of three quarters in the 3A girls state title game, Silver Lake 50 and Heston 44. That 6-point lead ties the largest of the game for the Eagles. Fourth quarter action of the state title game is coming your way after a timeout here on KNZA.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality. Safety. Guaranteed.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls Class 3A state championship game down to the fourth quarter. Silver Lake leading Heston 50-44. Brandon Tam and Seth Allison with you. Heston, the opening possession of the final frame. Here is Brugman with the basketball, right wing, closed out by Haney, bouncing it into the corner with Proctor, who swings the pass up to the top of the key. They reverse it left side to McGill. Right side it goes here to Yoder. Yoder holding it high above her head with the dribble. Now puts it down on the deck, bouncing it up top to Mason. Left side it goes to McGill. Turning, firing, fading, and hitting. A difficult shot for Proctor, and she's got 20 in the game. Big opening possession for Heston to get to there. It's 50-46. Silver Lake by four, their first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. Here is Cabrin Kruger. Her pass to Deiter is taken away. And it's another steal, this time by Haney. It's turnover v. turnover, and Haney driving, a lot of contact and a blocking foul. Haney aggressive and earning two more at the line. Both teams have relied on two players for a majority of the offense, and for Silver Lake, it's been Haney and McDaniel tonight. First free throw, good. She has been money at the stripe. She's got 20. McDaniel's got 23. Proctor leading Heston with 20, and then it's Frugen with 12. Second free throw also delivered by Haney, and she's up to 21. 52-46. That's been the magic number and the largest lead for Silver Lake here tonight. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. 3A state championship game. Here's Brugen, top of the key, working on Haney, splitting, firing, shot up, no, and it rolls out. And we'll see if it's a foul on the floor, shooting two. It will be a shooting foul. So Brugen will shoot two. And the foul on McKinley Kruger, her second. Now Brugen again, one of the leading scorers in the state at 22 a game. And she misfires the first free throw. She's got 12 tonight. She had 31 in the win against Cheney on Thursday. She had 19 in the semifinal win against Goodland last night. Her second is good. She goes 1-for-2 and has 13 in the game. Silver Lake's lead is 5, 52-47 at 6:40 to go in the game. Here's Haney near sideline, going between the legs. Wants a high ball screen, gets it. There's the roll, there's the pass. Deiter working, firing, difficult finish. Great defense, but better offense. And Deiter finds her first bucket tonight, the big one there, 54-47. Now the largest lead here at 7, and another turnover here by Heston as Kruger comes away with a steal. That's McKinley. McKinley has it knocked away, a near steal there, but Deiter gets it back. Into the corner, this is Cabrin. Cabrin back to Deiter, dumping it inside, shot up and good. It is Mackenzie McDaniel once again. She's got 25 in the game, and it's 56-47, a 9-point advantage, and Heston now really needing to stop the bleeding here. Here's Brugen driving and a bump and a foul. We'll get Haney here, and that's going to be her fourth. That's a big foul. That's going to bring on Worley. So Haney's going to have to sit for a couple minutes. We'll see how long. Coach Kyle Porter leaves Haney on the bench with four fouls. There's 5:49 left in the game as Worley checks in for the largest lead for Silver Lake here at 56-47. Heston with the basketball. They get it in here to Proctor. Shot up short. Brugen came in hot for a rebound. Body hit the floor. And I think all the fans were surprised the whistle wasn't blown on really either side there, but McKinley Kruger comes away with it. Here is Deiter, hands it off here to Worley up top, guarded by Brugen. Kicks it right side into the corner. Cabrin steps in, now McDaniel kicks it back to Deiter. Now Deiter driving in, kicking it back to Worley, kind of slowing the tempo here. Still over 5 minutes to go in this state title game. Deiter, right corner three. She's open. Oh, it was close, but rims out, goes out of bounds, and it was last touched by Cabrin Kruger. 5:10 to go in the 3A state championship game. Silver Lake has their largest lead at 9. It is 56-47. And Heston here could desperately use a bucket, but instead they're going to burn a timeout to try to dial one up. Silver Lake with a 9-point lead at 5:01 to go in the game. Believe it's a 30, and it is. Timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. I mentioned a bit ago, both these teams tonight have been relying heavily on two players for the offense. For Silver Lake, Mackenzie McDaniel, she is up to 25 points. Kaitlin Haney, who right now is on the bench for four fouls, she has 21. Heston has 20 in the game for Abby Proctor, and then has 13 in the game from Kendall Brugen. This one has been fun, but right now Silver Lake, a 9-point lead. This next 2-3-minute stretch is going to be absolutely crucial for Heston. They cannot lose any more ground here in these next few minutes. They want to chip away here. Let's see what they dial up out of the timeout. Kiara White back into the game, gets the inbounds pass, and immediately gets it off to Proctor. Backdoor cut, Bruggen, shot good. Proctor the assist, and Bruggen for two. She's got 15, 56-49. Much-needed bucket there for Heston. They're down seven. 4:43, clock moving, fourth quarter, state championship game. Silver Lake trying to clinch their first title since 2016. Here's Haney, nearly had it knocked away by Yoder. Gathers, top of the key, driving in. Now Dider at the point. Here's McDaniel inside, and she is bumped and fouled. Should be on the floor. I think they get White with this one. And they do. That is her third. Both teams, 2 fouls apiece in the quarter, so both still have multiples to get. Here's Haney on the inbounds pass, backing out into the right corner. 56-49, the Silver Lake lead, just south of 4:20 to go in the game. State champion to be decided here in Hutchinson. Dider, backdoor cut, McKinley Kruger, too easy. Beautiful feed and a fantastic finish. And a big bucket for McKinley Kruger. She's got seven. And it's 58-49, lead back to nine. We're halfway in, halfway to go in the final quarter. Heston with the basketball, needing another bucket here. Yoder bouncing it left side. This is Williams. She'll drive, lay up, good. How about the freshman, Jaden Williams? Hasn't played much tonight, but a much-needed basket for the Swathers. And they're back to within seven at 58-51. And the clock ticking down to 3.5 minutes. Haney working around two defenders. High left on the wing, crossing over, gets by the defender, goes all the way. A lot of contact, no call. She wanted the foul, but the refs let him play this time. Here's Williams into the front court, stomping on the block, kicks it back to Bruggen, and she traveled with it. A huge turnover by Heston, and Silver Lake will get it back with 3:19 to go, leading by seven. Bruggen wanted a step back three on the right wing, and ultimately traveled with it. And now Silver Lake in no hurry with a 7-point lead as we're coming down to the final 3 minutes of the state title game. Here's McKinley Kruger, top of the key, hands it back to Haney. Started by Yoder, who's played pretty good defense on Haney, knocks it away, ball's on the deck. Got bodies fighting for it, and Silver Lake comes up with it, and then McDaniel threw it away. And a turnover by Silver Lake at 2:56 to go. Gives it back to Heston as they're down seven. Less than 3 minutes to go in the state championship game. Silver Lake 58, Heston 51. Swathers with the basketball trying to chip into it a little more. Here's Bruggen working. Up top it goes. They swing it left side to Yoder. Yoder on the left wing. They go inside. Proctor turning, firing. Shot no, but a foul. And Proctor will shoot two. Building on her fantastic night where she's got 20 points to lead Heston. Stops the clock at 2:39. And the foul is on Dider, her fourth. Still Haney on the bench. Or I should say, no, she is back in. Beg your pardon. Has been back in. And the first free throw, no good for Proctor. That is a big miss. Her second is on the way, and that is good as well. Proctor has 21 to lead Heston. It's a 6-point Silver Lake lead, 58-52. We're at 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Haney long pass into the front court. McDaniel gets it in the paint. Turn, shot, short, good defense. Rebound for Heston. Big possession here. Here's Bruggen into the front court. Right side pass, three on the way. Oh, it is an air ball. And Haney trying to chase it out of bounds, and she's bumped and fouled by McGill. No free throws yet. McGill is called for her fourth, team foul number three. Both teams have one more foul to give. Silver Lake still has four timeouts. Heston has two remaining. Coming up on the final 2 minutes of the state championship game, Silver Lake with the lead and the ball at 58-52. And Kyle Porter's going to burn a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. Silver Lake trying to clinch their first title in 8 years. They lead Heston 58-52, 2:04 remaining in the game. They'll have it after this timeout here on KNZA.
Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Girls 3A state championship game, 2:04 left to go. Silver Lake leading Heston 58-52. If Silver Lake can hold on, their season here will certainly go down as one of the more dominant seasons put together by any team, any level, any classification in state history. They have been the most dominant team in the state by far in Class 3A, and they're trying to cap it off with an undefeated season. Here's a three, McKinley Kruger short. And McDaniel is fouled on the rebound attempt, and it'll keep it here with Silver Lake. It's the final foul to give, and it's against Mason, and that is her fourth. Heston fans do not agree. They have not agreed with many of the calls here in this game tonight. It has been physical. Under 2 minutes to go. We're at 155 to be exact. Clock moving south. Haney dribbling around the perimeter here at the top of the key, is bumped and fouled. It is Yoder who picks up her third, and the rest of the way, Silver Lake in the bonus, and Haney has been great tonight at the line. She is 8 of 9 at the line and has 21 points in the game. And she misses, though, the first free throw here. We're down to a minute 50. Second on the way. She got that one to go. She goes 1 for 2 and has 22. 7 points, Silver Lake lead at 1:45 to go in the game. And there's a steal for McKinley Kruger, and she slows it into the front court. Just picked it off like an offensive back against the quarterback. McDaniel inside. Layup, no. Gets her own rebound. Second chance, no, but she's fouled. Staying aggressive late in the game, and McDaniel will shoot two. Clock stopped at 1:34. And Casey Mason is fouled out of the game, and she'll finish with 6 points. Remember, this is a Heston team that has no seniors on the roster. Big free throws for McDaniel. First one up, and she's too strong. No good. 25-point double-double tonight in the state title game for Mackenzie McDaniel, the senior, and Emporia State commit. Her second free throw, left it way short, so she goes long and then short, and she goes 0 for 2. That's big for Heston. They're still down 7. Brugen a 3, short, up in the air. McKinley Kruger the rebound. We're under 90 seconds to go, and there's the Heston foul. 59-52, Silver Lake, 1:22 to go, and free throws coming up for McKinley Kruger. It's been a quiet night for Kruger offensively, just 7. She had 18 against Haven and then 12 last night against Hayden. 7 here and a chance to add, and she does. She is perfect at the line, 3 for 3, and has now 8 points. 60-52, Silver Lake. 1:22 left in the game. Second is good. 9 points for McKinley Kruger, and it's 61-52. Heston, they need a bucket. They need it quick. Here's White, top of the key, looking for Brugen. Not there. Right side, it goes down to Yoder. She's just standing there with it. Fans urging her to do something with it. They go inside. Shot is good. Proctor now with 23 and a quick timeout. Makes it 61-54 at 1:06 to go. Silver Lake trying to hold on for the state title. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back after this on KNZA.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber, and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
106 to go in the girls' state championship game here in Class 3A. Brandon Salmon, Seth Ellison here on KNZA. Silver Lake trying to hold on. 61-54 is their lead coming out of the timeout against Heston. Silver Lake will have the basketball, throwing it on the far end of the floor. They've been moving from right to left here. In the second half, Heston coming out in a press defense here, full court. Eagles put all five on the baseline, and they get it into McDaniel. Hands it off to Haney on a curl, gets to midcourt. Now backs it here into the left corner, and we got a minute to go. Good time wasting off the clock here. 61-54, and there's the foul. Not sure why Heston waited that amount of time, about 8 seconds or so. That is precious time that is taken off the clock. And that is the second player to foul out, Ava McGill. She's gone. 55 seconds remaining in the game, and free throws here for McKinley Kruger. First free throw short. She missed it. The lead still 7 at 61-54. Can get it to 8. She can knock down the second, and she does. 10 in the game for McKinley Kruger. We're at 51 seconds to go. Heston needs a quick one here. Silver Lake leading by 8. Here's Brugen. Top of the key. Had it knocked away. Had to chase it down. Again, precious time running off the clock. There is a deep left wing 3 that's good by Proctor. And when they've needed him, it's been Proctor all night. And she's got 26 in a timeout. 39 seconds to go. It's 62-57 Silver Lake. It's a full, so we'll take another 30. Don't go anywhere. A state title to be decided in about 40 seconds here on a KNZA.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, a shot that really keeps Heston in this game by Abby Proctor. A deep left wing 3 right before that timeout. She's got 26 points in the game to lead all scores. Gets Heston to within 5 of Silver Lake. The Eagles lead 62-57 with 40 seconds to go in the game. Out of the timeout, Eagles with the basketball, having to go the full length of the floor. Cabrin Kruger to throw it in. Gets it into Haney. No quick foul. Seconds running off the clock. Haney darting into the front court. There's the foul. And stops the clock at 34.8. And Yoder picks up her fourth foul. And big free throws coming up here for Kaylin Haney, who again has had a monstrous evening. She buries the first free throw attempt. She's got 23, 13 of which in the second half. And she gets them both. 2 for 2, 2 big ones. It's now 64-57. 30 seconds left. Heston again. They need a bucket. They need it quickly. The freshman Williams drives and draws a foul. How about that play by the freshman getting aggressive? And now she's got 2 big free throws coming up. Stops the clock at 27.3. McDaniel, her second foul. Jaden Williams, a freshman. 2 points tonight. And her first trip at the line, and she missed the first free throw. Just barely grazed the right side of the iron. Can she knock down the second? It's on the way. She got that one. 64-58. 27 seconds to go. Silver Lake needing to get it in, needing to get it in. And before a 5 count, Kyle Porter takes the timeout. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Get our timeouts brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon Tabb and Seth Hollison here coming down the home stretch. Silver Lake trying to cap a perfect season. They lead Heston in the state championship game at 64-58. Dominant games for multiple players. Silver Lake being led by Mackenzie McDaniel with 25. Haney right behind with 24. Heston's got 26 from Abby Proctor and 15 from Kendall Brugen. 27.3 seconds remaining in the game. Silver Lake by 6. They will throw it in. Having to go the full length of the floor, Cabrin Kruger will throw it in. Has the ability to move side to side. Doesn't do so. Dumps it in to her cousin McKinley. McKinley quickly fouled. 24.6 seconds left. At this point, another stop or two. Make a couple free throws. And Silver Lake's going to be in prime position to close this thing out. Kruger with a quiet 10. She's been good at the line. And her first is no good. Stay 64-58 at 24.6 seconds left. And she missed them both. And a rebound for Heston. If Heston can get a quick three, this thing turns real interesting real quick. Here is Yoder into the front court. Now Brugen, top of the key. She spins in, elects to go for a two. She missed the shot. Tipped out to Williams, kicks it up top. Here's a three on the way, and it's good. Yoder from downtown. It's a three-point game and 7 seconds to go. And there's the quick foul. 64-61, but just 7 seconds remain. The foul against Brugen, her third. And a chance for the sophomore, Kaylin Haney, to potentially ice this game at the free throw line for Silver Lake as Heston does not have a lot of time. Ice in her veins, and she drills the first free throw. 25 for Haney. 65-61, Silver Lake. Second on the way is good. She pumps the fist and pumps the crowd. She's got 26 and a timeout on the floor. Silver Lake 7 seconds away from a state championship. They lead Heston by 5. And we will keep it right here. I believe it's a 30. It might be a full. But the timeout anyway is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Boy, Heston has put up a fight tonight. A big free throws here down the stretch. And big, big ball games from the likes of Kaylin Haney and Mackenzie McDaniel. And Haney now takes the point lead over McDaniel. She's got 26. McDaniel has 25. McKinley Kruger also has 10. And Abby Proctor leading Heston with 26. Big free throws for Haney right before that timeout. 7 seconds remain in the state title game. And it's all smiles for the Eagles as they lead it by 5. Heston's got to throw it in, and they got to go the full length of the floor. It's Brugen. She gets to midcourt, just 4 seconds. She kicks it left side. Here's a three by Yoder. It's an air ball, and that'll do it, folks. The Silver Lake Eagles capture the perfect season and the school's first state championship since 2016 by defeating Heston in the Class 3A state title game in Hutchinson by a final score of 66-61. This team is going to go down as one of the most dominant in Kansas history at any level, any classification. And it's all smiles for Kyle Porter and his coaching staff. The Eagles have won the state championship. Our postgame is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, the recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Silver Lake Eagles are the Class 3A champs, and we'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your mighty new friend, Kyle Quinn.
Hey,
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
The Silver Lake girls capture a perfect season as they start handing out the first place medals and trophy to Kyle Porter and his basketball team. Incredible finish for Silver Lake as they capture the girls Class 3A title with a 66-61 win over Heston here in Hutchinson. Again, Brandon Chapman, Seth Tollison with you here. This was a back-and-forth game throughout. Silver Lake led by three at the end of the first quarter. They led 32-31 at the half, and they would build a lead as large as nine in the early stages of the fourth quarter. But Heston fought. They clawed. They certainly made things interesting down the stretch, but ultimately big free throws and monster nights for both Mackenzie McDaniel and Kaylin Haney. Too much for Heston to overcome. And Silver Lake again capturing the perfect season at 26-0 and the school's first state championship since 2016. Our stats of the game are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yang and Courtney Brockhoff. They have just given Silver Lake the trophy. The celebration is on, and it will certainly continue throughout the night. Again, let's go to the stats. Final shooting numbers in the game. Silver Lake didn't shoot it particularly well. They were 19 of 50 from the floor, just 38%. Heston shot much better. They were 23 of 48 at about 48% from the floor. But again, free throws were a big advantage for Silver Lake. Silver Lake, 24 of 32 at the line. Heston, 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Silver Lake, 4 of 14 from three. Heston was 5 of 15 from the three-point line. The individual numbers, again, monster games for multiple players. Kaylin Haney, 26 points to lead Silver Lake. She was 14 of 15 at the line. Absolute ice in her veins. down the home stretch when they needed those late ones in this game. She also had a couple of steals and three assists. Mackenzie McDaniel, another monster double-double as her Silver Lake career ends. 25 points and 13 rebounds. She had 8 offensive rebounds, and she drew 9 fouls in the game. She also had 2 steals and 2 blocks. She was 10 of 22 from the floor. McKinley Kruger had 10 points, and then 3 points for Cabrin Kruger, and also 2 points for Kaylee Dider. Heston was led by Abby Proctor. She had a dominant performance as well. She had 26 and was 10 of 16 shooting. Kendall Bruggen also 15 points for her and 12 rebounds and a double-double. She also had 3 assists and 5 block shots. 9 points for Callie Yoder. They had 6 points for Casey Mason. They had 3 points from Jaden Williams, and they also got 2 points from Kiara White. In the final score, Silver Lake 66, Heston 61. Real quick, some of the other numbers. Points in the paint, 30-28 in favor of Heston. Weren't many bench points in the game. Silver Lake had a 9-7 advantage in points off turnovers. Overall, 11 lead changes. The game was tied 4 times. Silver Lake led for over 27 minutes of the game, and Heston led for just over 3 minutes of the game. We'll take another timeout. We'll get set to wrap things up. Going to try to maybe see if we can wave down head coach Kyle Porter. But again, their celebration continues. If not, we'll close it out. Regardless, congratulations to Silver Lake. State champions here in 2024. 66-61 winner against Heston. Another timeout. We'll come back after this here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at HoltonHospital.com.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646. And we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, we're scheduled to be joined here in a matter of moments by Silver Lake basketball coach. That is Kyle Porter again, as his team capturing the undefeated perfect season in the state championship game, defeating Heston here in Hutchinson. The final score again in the title game, 66-61. Now, just kind of looking, we went over some of the numbers and everything in between. Again, it was Kaylin Haney and Mackenzie McDaniel, who both had monster games for Silver Lake. Kaylin, again, 26 points, just so crucial from the free throw line, 14 of 15, just to keep Heston at arm's length down the stretch when Heston was making some big shots in the final few minutes to keep themselves afloat. All it would have taken was a few missed free throws, and Heston could have found themselves potentially in an overtime scenario, but again, just clutch for Haney down the stretch. Again, 14 of 15 at the line, and then 25 and 13 for Mackenzie McDaniel. She was All-State last year, first team, multiple publications. It's going to be the same again for her, no doubt about it, as, again, she is off to Emporia State to continue her academic and athletic career. The other double-digit score was McKinley Kruger. She had 10. She was also big. Made a couple big ones in the fourth quarter at the line. She was 5 of 8, didn't shoot it particularly well, just 2 of 7. But again, this team for Silver Lake, they came into this tournament beating their opponents by an average of 32 points per game. Hayden yesterday kept it within 20. That was a 15-point Silver Lake win. And just 5 opponents, now 6 with Heston. Heston had the most competitive game with Silver Lake this year, and no reason it wasn't supposed to be in the state title game. It should have been that way, and Heston put up a heck of a fight and certainly had an opportunity multiple times in this game. But nonetheless, free throws again, just down the stretch, able to hold on. This game was pretty much close throughout. The largest lead of the game was 9. Silver Lake built that early in the fourth quarter, and just really kind of kept it at arm's length from there. They had gotten back down 4 or 5, did Heston, within the final few minutes. But nonetheless, again, you just kind of look at how this game played out, and just, you know, you look at a team like Hayden yesterday that Silver Lake played. Hayden had 3 girls at 6 foot, and Heston was a much smaller team. They didn't quite have that size in the post, and they were going heavy inside to Mackenzie McDaniel. They made it an emphasis early in the game, and they kept that trend up. Mackenzie ended up taking 22 shots in the game, and she probably had about 4 or 5 of those. Well, she hit 10 of them, but again, 4 or 5, couple early, I remember for sure, where she just had the perfect positioning inside, and it was just halfway down and out. So certainly, again, she had some missed opportunities she probably wished she had back, but nothing is going to be taken back from anyone, you know, for Silver Lake and that community, as they look forward to the celebration here. Again, we're hanging with you guys for just a couple more minutes. We're looking to get Kyle Porter here for just a couple minutes. Not going to take too much of his time. He's certainly making the rounds right now and talking to the people that he certainly needs to talk to. But, again, rightfully so, as he has won a state championship with Silver Lake in his fourth season, and he's been to the state tournament all 4 years at the helm. And the last 2 seasons, this team has been knocked out in the semifinals, both times by Goodland. Both times Goodland went on to win the state title. Goodland ended up finishing in fourth place here in 23-24 as Hayden beat them in the consolation final earlier today. But again, the final point totals, 26 for Kaylin Haney, 25 for Mackenzie McDaniel. McKinley Kruger had 10, and then 3 for Cabrin Kruger, 2 for Kaylee Dider. And Abby Proctor, the leading scorer for Heston, she had 26. Kendall Brugen, she had 15. And again, she's one of the leading scorers in the state coming in. And Silver Lake held her down pretty well, but it was Proctor who had the big night with 26. They also got 9 from Callie Yoder. They got 6 points in the game from Casey Mason. And they also got 3 points as well. Or excuse me, yeah, 3 points as well from Jaden Williams, the freshman. So, again, the celebration is on. We're waiting. We'll wait a couple more minutes here. If not, we'll get some audio from head coach Kyle Porter up on the website here later on tonight. But we're going to see, again, just trying to get a couple minutes of his time. Again, he was talking to the TV crew and some newspaper people as well, and again, rightfully so. You look at some of the stats here in this game, as the shooting numbers, you would see it blindly and think, well, the side of Heston, they were very solid from the floor, 23 of 48. That's just shy of 48%. And then Silver Lake, they were 19 of 50 from the floor. That's 38%. But again, the free throw numbers, certainly a big key. 24 of 32 was Silver Lake, and then 10 of 14. So you got a plus 14 advantage for the free throw numbers in this game. And then you look up at the scoreboard and see that Silver Lake won the game by 5 points, 66 to 61. Seth Tollefson again back in studio. I'm going to see if he can put in another quick break for us, and then we'll come back and we'll see if we land Coach Kyle Porter. If not, like I said, we'll talk to him and get some audio up on the website here later on tonight, but just going to try to get him live here for everyone. For those maybe Silver Lake community fans who are back at home listening to the post game here on KNZA, couldn't make it out here to Hutchinson, but again, celebrating a perfect season and an Eagles state championship. Again, they defeat Heston tonight 66-61. A final timeout back after this on KNZA.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Kansaland Radio.
Back one final time and wrapping up the basketball season here on KNCA. Seth Tollefson in studio, Brandon Tatman with you. We were trying to get Silver Lake basketball coach Kyle Porter to join us here for a couple of minutes, but he's got to hit some of the other spots, and it looks like we're not going to be able to catch him here, at least live on the air, but we'll try to maybe catch him on the way out the door. But it's okay. I mean, celebration is on for the Silver Lake community. This girls' basketball team just absolutely dominant all season long, and they brought it into the state tournament with two big wins in the first two rounds, and then here in the title game, finally, really their biggest test all season long, and it did come down the home stretch in the final minutes, but and kind of free throws and just some key plays defensively enough for Silver Lake to, again, win this ball game in the championship over Heston. The final score is 66-61. Silver Lake capturing their first school's state championship since 2016, and it is also the seventh total title in school history for girls basketball. Well, that's going to wrap up another season of high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Shout out to all of our area teams who are in action today. Frankfort girls winning a state championship as well. So shout out to them and the Wildcats, Coach Ebert, over there at Frankfurt's seeing that they had won in 1A Division 1, so shout out to them with their big win today as well. So now we're going to take a little bit of time and kind of recharge the batteries and get set for the spring sports seasons, which will be, of course, baseball, softball, track and field, and some golf as well. So kind of transitioning a little bit. But nonetheless, thanks for hanging with us all season long. Appreciate all of our board ops, everyone who does games. We appreciate it. Certainly a lot of hard work, and we appreciate all the listeners, sponsors, and boosters out there for making everything possible. One final time, the Class 3A Girls State Championship game here in Hutchinson. It's Silver Lake 66 and Heston 61. Eagles, first title since 2016. For Seth in studio, everyone involved, all of our sponsors, thanks again. And thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.